Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Menendez Brothers. This was one that everybody was watching this afternoon, and I think a lot of people thinking that they may be walking out of that courthouse free. But that's not what happened. Lyle and Eric Menendez, of course, convicted of murdering their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, all the way back in 1989. They made an audio appearance in the courtroom in Los Angeles as their aunts urged the judge to consider their release. They're in their 50s now and serving life sentences without parole for the killings. Los Angeles County Judge Michael Jessick postponed further action on the case, now moving a planned December hearing to late January, saying, "I'm not ready to go forward," explaining that he had 17 boxes of documents to review. He also deferred to the incoming district attorney, Nathan Hochman, saying, "Out of respect for the new administration, I want them to have their say." So this is kind of what everyone was saying could happen. It's not, you know, immediately get out of jail free here with the previous AG. This could still all completely collapse.
It could. And if Hochman feels like, if he has this belief, I mean, he's going to go through the 17 boxes of documents. He's going to talk to people. But if he has this belief that, no, they killed somebody, they need to stay in prison, it's over. It's done.
Yeah. Kitty Menendez's sister, Joanne Anderson Vandermolen, testified emotionally about the alleged abuse the brothers endured at the hands of their father, saying no child should have to endure what Eric and Lyle lived through at the hands of their father. She said, "It breaks my heart that my sister Kitty knew what was happening and did nothing about it." She added, "It's time for them to come home. No child should have to live day by day wondering if that night their dad would come and rape them." Jose Menendez's sister, Trista, said, also supported the brothers' release. Fighting back tears, she said, "We miss those that are gone tremendously, but we miss the kids too. 35 years, it's a long time. They have done a lot of good things. They went to college. They could have done a lot of bad things while incarcerated. They didn't." Barl testified about the challenges of visiting the brothers in prison and shared memories of their upbringing, saying, "I'd like to be able to see them and hug them, not in the jail." Of course, the outgoing district attorney, George Gasson, recommended resentencing in October, citing evidence supporting the brothers' claims of sexual abuse by their father. Gasson also highlighted their exemplary behavior during decades of incarceration. So what is going to happen next? I don't know. It's kind of choose your own adventure here and see what page we land on at the end of the day.
I for a few minutes, I thought maybe with the testimony, because his aunt that got up and talked, or it must have been like very old lady. Like they couldn't even get her to the stand, and they ended up just setting her at a desk because she just couldn't move very well.
Yeah.
This is just such an emotional thing. They've served their time. I saw some comments online under one of the stories that I was looking up, and people are saying, "Oh, they're violent murderers." They were kids. They were kids, and it sounds like they were abused. I would be hard pressed to find somebody in a situation, if that's what's really going on, that they're being absolutely assaulted over and over again by their own parent, that you wouldn't snap and lose your shit.
And then they weren't allowed to even argue that in the trial that put them away for life. The very motive, the very main point, the judge said, "Nope, that didn't work very well last time, so you're not allowed to do it this time." That shit scares me. That's a really, you think you understand how the court systems work and you're going to argue your case, whatever it may be. No, you're not. You're going to argue it according to what a judge, a human being, thinks will be appropriate for you to be able to argue, whether it is critical to your case or not. That does not seem like a very great system to me, quite honestly. You should be able to argue anything you'd like, and it's bullshit. But you can't not allow people to tell the story of what the hell happened that got them from point A to point B.
Yeah, I agree. This is just a really sad case. We've got some evidence that some things were going on. We've got somebody else outside of the family, a member of Menudo, saying, "Hey, this dude was horrible. He did something to me."
Yeah.
Why? You know, 30 years ago, we didn't listen to boys or men as sexual assault victims, but you can be certain that absolutely happened to men all the time.
Yeah.
But they just weren't allowed to talk about it. Probably not in today's world either, but we're a little more compassionate.
One would hope.
I think they're renewed. I don't think they're going to, you know, take a rifle and go shoot up a neighborhood or a school or something. I think these are reformed people.
I think there was an interesting clip on Bill Maher the other night where at the end of every season, he does future headlines.
Yes.
And one of the future headlines was, Lyle and Eric Menendez to be featured on Dancing with the Stars. And I could see that, quite honestly. I think that could actually be a real headline in the future. I just hope they get there. If Hotchman supports the resentencing, the new DA, then it's still not done. It's still, there's more hoops of fire that they have to run through. The brothers could be then eligible for parole, which it goes to the hands of California's parole board and ultimately Governor Gavin Newsom. And Newsom so far has stated that he will wait for Hotchman's recommendation before making any decision on clemency. Now, that could be the way out. So if the new AG says no, but Newsom thinks you're wrong, he could free the boys.
Be interesting to see what happens. I think they deserve a shot.
I do too. I think any other case, if this were to happen today and we heard the full details, these boys would not be in prison. There's an element of Gypsy Rose to this too. Like look at that case. She went away for a little while. The boyfriend's there for life, which I think is bullshit. You can't go murder people, but I think they have, they've spent their time after enduring that kind of abuse for all those years.
Yeah. You know, there was another remedy to the situation. They could have gone to the authorities, but at the time they did what they thought was best. It wasn't best. They've served their time.
Could they have really gone to the authorities? Because I don't think so. I think they knew if they had gone to the authorities, Jose was connected with fucking everybody. So
yeah, that's a good point.
So no, I think if it went to the authorities, you shut your boys up. They're saying this shit about you. And you know, those kids are pissed off because I didn't do this or that. And that's where it would fucking end right there. And then he'd find out the boys were trying to tell him. And then they'd probably end up dead themselves because Jose was looking out for Jose. And if it got to the point of his fucking secrets coming out, or his kids being alive, I think he's going to go after, taking the kids out to protect himself.
That's a good point. You know, they had Diddy money back then.
Yeah. So, I mean, in theory, could they have gone? Sure. Would it have gone anywhere? No. Especially back then. I mean, it's only like recently we're kind of taking this shit seriously.
Right.
You know, it's fucked up. It seems obvious. It seems like, yeah, that would be the solution. But not so much back then, you know? Just not so much.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.